Unit 12.
Give me my pencil case!
No!
You'll break it!
No, I won't!
You're such an awful boy!
I'll take your copybook and copy the homework!
What's that noise? What's going on?
He's taken my pencil case and my copybook!
Adam, why did you do that?
Professor, he wants to copy my homework!
Oh, Adam, that's bad. You must do your homework yourself.
But it's so difficult. I did my best, but I couldn't do it myself.
Oh, not that again.
Oh, do stop shouting. Children, I'm tired of your problems.
Hello, I'm sorry I'm late. I've been visiting Vova.
How is he?
He's better, but he's still ill. He gave his best to you all.
Thank you.
How are things going? What's going on? What are you doing?
Lorraine, you must help us.
What can I do for you?
Adam has taken Emma's copybook, and he doesn't want to give it back.
Well, I think it's not a problem. Adam, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it hard for you to do the homework yourself?
Yes, it is.
Do you want us to help you?
Yes, I do.
All right. But first, give Emma her copybook. Great. Before we do your homework, we must tidy the room. There is such a mess here. Let's put everything in its place.
I hate tidying rooms. Only girls and women do that.
Wait a moment, Adam. You're wrong there. A real man should do everything himself.
Really? All right. It's not my hobby, of course, but I'll help.
Let's sing your song while we're tidying the room, Professor. That will help us.
Okay.
Do as you would be done by. Do remember this rule. Give your love to the people. Don't be lazy at school. Have you done your lessons? Did you do your best? Will you help your school friend get ready for the test?
By the way, Adam, your hobby is telling anecdotes, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Then will you tell us some anecdotes while we're tidying the room?
Easy. Two teachers meet. The first teacher says, "My class is the laziest in school." The second teacher says, "No, the laziest pupils are in my class." The first one says, "Let's go and see." They go to the first class. The teacher says, "Who is lazy? Come here." All the pupils come up to her. After that, they go to the second class. The teacher says, "Who is lazy? Come here." All the children stand still. The teacher says again, "So who is lazy? Come here." Nobody moves. This time she shouts, "Who's lazy? Come here." Suddenly, one boy asks another one, "Maybe we'd better go." And the other one answers, "Are you crazy? It's too hard."
By the way, Emma, how were you as a princess in your school play yesterday?
I saw that. It was fantastic. There were so many people in the hall. All the children were great. But our Emma was the best. Why didn't you come to see the play, Lorraine?
I'm sorry. I didn't have time yesterday. What about you, Emma? How do you feel it went?
Well, I don't know really, but I did my best.
What did you wear?
I wore a beautiful long blue dress.
Will you show it to me next time?
Sorry, I can't. It's not my dress, but I can draw it. After the play, my teacher asked me to be a queen in the next play. My mother is going to buy me a beautiful new dress for it.
Yesterday she was a princess. Next month she'll be a queen. I think she'll be an actress one day.
Well, the room is tidy now. What about your lessons? Have you done your lessons yet?
We've done nearly all lessons, but not Russian and maths.
Do you mean mathematics?
Yes, I do. We usually call mathematics maths. It's shorter.
Okay, let me help you.
Russian is a very difficult subject. Some subjects are easy, like nature, PE, or drawing, but not Russian.
Sometimes I do my homework in the breaks. It's rather easy.
Maybe for you, but not for me. I only get bad marks for it.
Because you don't study hard. You must just learn all rules, but you don't learn them.
I just can't remember them.
Our headmaster says you're clever but very lazy. That's your problem.
You're my problem.
Listen to me. You must also do all tasks on time and raise your hand in lessons. And you must also take books out of the library. I've never seen you during the break in the library or in the study. You always run into the gym or eat in the canteen.
And what do you want me to do? Should I eat in the gym and run in the canteen?
Don't be silly. You know what I mean.
Ah, stop going on about it. You're not my mother or my teacher.
But I'm your sister.
Do stop it, children. We've forgotten about our lesson. Before I help you with your Russian, please help our friend learn some new English words.
How can we do that?
Vova made a rap with the new words. Let's try to do it together.
Let's.
What are the new words?
They are shout, again, awful, task, learn, mark, case, tidy, meet, hour. Let's start. Music.
Never ask
me the task.
Is she beautiful?
No, she's awful.
It's our
best hour.
What luck
to have such a mark.
Don't shout.
Go out.
Tell me when.
You come again.
See you on Friday.
When you're a tidy.
Don't yawn.
Read and learn.
Nick, meet
my friend Pete.
There's a face
on the case.
Great.
I also liked it.
Now, will you help us to do our homework, please?
Of course I will. What's your task?
We must learn the rule and do a few sentences in Russian.
You can learn the rules yourselves. I will help you do the sentences in Russian. Here are your pencil cases. Open your copybooks and start working. So the first sentence. The driver couldn't see anything from his bus because there was an awful traffic jam in the street.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's the Russian for traffic jam?
It's probka. Next time, if you want to ask a question, just raise your hand.
All right.
Stop copying! Lorraine, he's copying my work!
Adam, stop copying Emma and do it yourself. Now, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
No, I'm not. I'm not ready yet. Wait a minute.
The second sentence. Last week, I went to the shop to buy a present for my husband.
Can I ask you a question?
Don't forget to raise your hand, Adam.
Okay. What's the Russian for husband?
It's muž. Have you finished?
Yes, I have.
No, I haven't finished yet. Wait a minute. Oh, let's have a break. I'm done in.
What do you mean? We've just started. The third sentence. I'm going to call my mother and ask her to do something with my jeans.
What's the Russian for to do something?
Adam, you must raise your hand before you ask a question.
Okay.
It's что-то делать. Can I go on?
Yes, please go on.
Wait! I haven't written it yet.
All right, I'm waiting for you.
I'm ready.
So, the fourth and the last sentence. If you want to get good marks, you must learn the rules and do all your tasks. Oh, Adam has raised his hand. You learn quickly. Now you can ask your question.
What's the Russian for must?
It's должен. Have you done everything in Russian?
Yes, we have.
Well done.
Can we do some more sentences?
I think that will do for today. Now let's do some mathematics. Professor?
What can I do for you?
I think you're better at mathematics than me.
Yes, it's quite easy.
What are you looking for, Emma?
I can't find my exercise book. It's gone.
I can see something on the bookcase. Is that your exercise book?
I can't see anything.
Look carefully. It's under the green pencil case.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Now, let's start doing mathematics. What's your task?
Page 56, problem number 12.
All right. Open your copybooks. Listen to the problem carefully. Emma, can you read it, please?
Okay. Two crows flew from two trees towards each other, doing 20 kilometers per hour. And what time will they meet if it's 40 kilometers between the trees?
It's a very interesting problem.
I don't think so. I don't understand it.
It's easy, Adam. Can I have my pencil case, please?
Here you are.
This one's not mine. It's awfully dirty. It's Adam's. My pencil case is clean and tidy.
Is this your pencil case?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Let me do this problem. So, the task is to see at what time the crows will meet.
I said it's a very difficult problem.
Do stop shouting, Adam.
Look at her, Lorraine. She's acting as if she's a teacher again.
Oh, children, you are so difficult sometimes. Emma, go on.
So, the first crow does 20 kilometers per hour, and so does the second crow. So, together, they do 40 kilometers in 1 hour. So they'll meet in 1 hour.
Well done, Emma. What about you, Adam? Have you finished?
Yes, I have. At last. We've been working for an hour already. I'm so tired.
That will do for today. Do you have any plans for tomorrow, children?
My mother is going to take me to a fashion show.
Will you go there with Adam?
No, I went to the one recently with Adam and our father, but they didn't like it.
It was so dull. We were bored. We should have gone to a football match.
Then why didn't you go to the football match, Adam?
My father usually goes there with his friend, but he was ill. Have you ever been to a football match?
No, I haven't. I hate football. What about you, Professor?
I don't like football either.
I'm sorry, but our time is up. Shall we sing a song?
Get the guitar out of its case, please, Emma. I know a very funny song. Let's sing it together. Here are the words. You're right. It's really funny.
Have you ever swum in a sweater? Have you ever done silly things? Have you ever run in a palace? Have you ever sung to the kings?
Yes, I have. I have swum. Yes, I have. I have done. Yes, I have. I have run, yes I have sung.
Listen, I have just begun. Yesterday I swam in a sweater. Yesterday I did silly things. Yesterday I ran in a palace. Yesterday I sang to the kings.
Did you swim?
Yes, I did.
Did you do?
Yes, I did.
Did you run?
Yes, I did.
Did you sing?
Yes, I did.
I began and you'll complete.
Have you ever swum in a sweater?
Oh, no, no, stop it. This song is too long, but it's not very difficult. I think I've learned it already.
Have you learnt the song yet, my friend? If you want to get a good mark, you must. And now let's open our copybooks and write a spelling dictation. Write the letters, read the words, and draw the picture. Remember, you must do your best. So this is a sentence. There are 6 words in this sentence. The first word, T-O-M-O-R-R. O-W. The second word, S-H-E. The third word, W-I-L-L. The fourth word, G-O. The fifth word, T-O. And the sixth word, S-C-H-O. O-L. Draw this picture in your book. Don't forget to translate all new words into Russian to do the exercises and the task. That will do for today. Now you may close your book. Our lesson is over.
Wait a minute.
What's up?
I saw a magazine in your bookcase.
Do you mean the magazine Klumzik?
Yes, I do. There's a very interesting test in it. Let me show it to you. Here it is.
How lazy are you? Really? Very interesting. How about going through the test?
We're ready.
The first question, which subjects do you like the best?
I like math.
I think I like breaks best.
The second question, which words do you hate the most?
The headmaster wants to see you in his study again.
You have 1 hour to learn this rule. I hate learning rules.
The third question, where do you go if you have some free time?
I go to the library. I like reading very much.
I go to meet my friends, of course.
The fourth question, which rule would you cross out?
Don't draw bustles on your pencil case, of course. It's a silly rule.
Never cheat. It's an awful rule.
Oh, sorry. We don't have time to do the calculations. My friend, will you help us do the calculations, please? Our lesson is over. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.